రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కెంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 15 టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 45 అండ్ 46. సర్వేతం అను నిర్జగుమర్
సర్వేతం అను నిర్జగుప్తం
సర్వేతం అను నిర్జగుము జగముర్ భ్రాతరకృత నిశ్చయా భ్రాతరకృత నిశ్చయా కలీనధర్మమిత్రేణ
కలీనధర్మమిత్రేణ
కలీనధర్మమిత్రేణ దృష్ట్వా స్ప్రష్టా ప్రజా భువి దృష్ట్వా స్ప్రష్టా ప్రజా భువి దృష్ట్వా స్ప్రష్టా ప్రజా భువి వర్డ్ బై వర్డ్ సర్వే all his younger brothers tam him anu nirjagamu left home by following the elder bratraha brothers కృత నిశ్చయా డిసైడెడ్లీ కలీనా బై ద ఏజ్ ఆఫ్ కలి అధర్మ ప్రిన్సిపల్ ఆఫ్ ఇర్రిలీజన్ మిత్రేణ బై ద ఫ్రెండ్ దృష్ట్వా ఆబ్జర్వింగ్ స్పృష్టా హావింగ్ ఓవర్టేకన్ ప్రజా ఆల్ సిటిజన్స్ భూవి ఆన్ ద అర్త్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పొరపాట్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసీ భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శిల ప్రభుపాద్
జయ శిల ప్రభుపాద్.
ది యంగర్ బ్రదర్స్ ఆఫ్ మహారాజ్ యుధిష్ఠిర్ observed that the age of Kali had already arrived throughout the world and that the citizens of the kingdom were already affected by irreligious practice. Therefore, they decided to follow in the footsteps of their elder brother. So please repeat. The younger brothers of Maharaj Yudhishthir
observed that
the age of Kali had already arrived
throughout the world
and that the citizens of the kingdom were already affected
by irreligious practice
therefore they decided to follow
in the footsteps of their elder brother.
Purport. The younger brothers of Maharaj Yudhishthir were already obedient followers of the great emperor and they had sufficiently been trained to know the ultimate goal of life. They therefore decidedly followed their eldest brother in rendering devotional service to Lord Shri Krishna. According to the principles of Sanatan Dharma, one must retire from family life after half the duration of life is finished and must engage himself in self-realization. But the question of engaging oneself in is not always decided. Sometimes retired men are bewildered about how to engage themselves for the last days of life. Here is a decision by authorities like the Pandavas. All of them engaged themselves in favorably culturing the devotional service of the Lord Shri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. According to Swami Sridhara, dharma, artha, kama and moksha are fruitive activities, philosophical speculation and salvation as conceived by several persons are not the ultimate goal of life. They are more or less practiced by persons who have no information of the ultimate goal of life. The ultimate goal of life is already indicated by the Lord Himself in the Bhagavad Gita 18.64. And the Pandavas were intelligent enough to follow it without hesitation. Take the next one, 46. Te sadhu krita sarvartha.
Te sadhu krita sarvartha.
Gyatvat gyatvyantikam atmanah.
Gyatvat vitvam atmanah.
Manasadharayam asur.
Manasadharayam asur.
Vaikuntha charanam bhujam.
Vaikuntha charanam bhujam.
They all had performed all the principles of religion and as a result rightly decided that the lotus feet of the Lord Sri Krishna are the supreme goal of all. Therefore, they meditated upon his feet without interruption. Purport. In the Bhagavad Gita 7.28, the Lord says that only those who have done pious deeds in previous lives and have become freed from the results of all impious acts can concentrate upon the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. The Pandavas, not only in this life but also in their previous lives, had always performed the supreme pious work, and thus they are ever free from all the reactions of impious work. It is quite reasonable, therefore, that they concentrated their minds upon the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. According to Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti, Dharma, Artha, Kama and Moksha principles are accepted by persons who are not free from the results of impious action. Such persons affected with the contaminations of the above four principles cannot at once accept the lotus feet of the Lord in the spiritual sky. The Vaikuntha world is situated far beyond the material sky. The material sky is under the management of Durga Devi, or the material energy of the Lord. But the Vaikuntha world is managed by the personal energy of the Lord. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurve Namaha. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sarvetam Anu Nirjagamur Bharat Pratra Skrata Nishchayaha Kalina Dharma Mitrena Drishtva Sprashta Prajabhuvi. The younger brothers of Maharaj Yudhishthira observed that the age of Kali had already arrived throughout the world, and that the citizens of the kingdom were already affected by irreligious practice. Therefore, they decided to follow in the footsteps of their elder brother. Te sadhu krita sarvartha gyatvatyantikam atmanah manasadhara yam asur Vaikuntha charanam bhujam. They all had performed all the principles of religion and as a result rightly decided that the lotus feet of the Lord Sri Krishna are the supreme goal of all. Therefore, they meditated upon his feet without interruption. So for those of you who have just started today, I'll just quickly give the little synopsis of what is happening. We are in the 15th chapter, where the heading is Pandavas prepare for their last journey. And before that, in the chapter 14, we saw how Lord Krishna wound up his Leela here, and he went back to his dham, Goloka Vrindavan. And now in this one, Arjuna comes and he tells Yudhishthira Maharaj about the departure of Krishna and how he is feeling, and you know, then ultimately he remembers all the instructions given by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. So he becomes very peaceful. And then Yudhishthira Maharaj also starts thinking about all the instructions. So especially now they are in the peak of their lives, ultimate end of their life, nearer that, you know. So he appoints Parikshit and Vraja as the two kings, and then now he decided, you know, to quit his body in a very systematic, planned way, so to say. Planned because he just starts withdrawing himself from the worldly activities. In the last one we saw that he is wearing torn clothes, matted hair, not even matted, his hair left loose, no consideration for anything. He's not even bothered about his brothers or anybody, you know. And he just goes out of the house and he goes towards north, toward Himalayas. So that's what we saw so far in this chapter. And now we see that his younger brothers, all the other Pandavas, they just are also now preparing. They already know that symptoms are not good. Krishna has withdrawn his Leela. So naturally, they are all close associates of Krishna, and they know that now Krishna wants them to be present somewhere else, you know, because this is a Nitya Leela. Somewhere even today, the Mahabharata war is going on, Pandavas are, you know, there. So they all just following Krishna's instructions. And here, when they observe their elder brother, they know that, you know, they are all very, very affectionate to him and very obedient, very respectful. And not only that, not you know, some showcase humility, not some, you know, just lip service. They are sincerely following him. And when they see all these things happening, we saw all the bad omen, Yudhishthira Maharaj also could see. And so Kali Yuga has not yet arrived, but the symptoms are there, you know, like they say that before the thunder, there are some symptoms, and then the thunder comes. So exactly like that, they see all these bad omen, and then they decide that, okay, it's time to wind up also, you know, they just want to follow the footsteps of their elder brother. And here, two of the great acharyas, Sridhar Swami and Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, both are saying that people in general do not know what is the ultimate goal of life. In our society, people talk about four things, you know, artha, dharma, artha, kama, moksha. They say that, oh, this is the final thing, right? You might have heard this, those who are from India especially. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Follow the religion, make some money, and kama, you know, fulfill your desires, and then finally get moksha. So, according to Sridhar Swami, this is nothing but some material activity, you know. Okay, moksha you can say, but then moksha also we have seen that for a devotee, moksha is not so good. Anything which stops your service to Krishna is not good for a devotee. You know? Devotee wants to serve the Lord because that is the ultimate goal of life. To serve Krishna uninterruptedly, without any break, no commercial break, always spiritual. That is then the ultimate goal of life. Nowadays, it is the other way around, you know. We have all these commercial activities and then we take a spiritual break. You know, we attend the Bhagavatam, chant something, chant some rounds, do some puja, and then again we are back to what we are doing. So we have the other, you know, our life is exactly opposite of what is supposed to be, except for the devotees, you know. Devotees who have taken up the instructions of the Guru, who is giving instructions based on the Shastra in the Parampara, then things are slightly better, because still you have to go a long way, you know. So what is the ultimate goal of life? I just described a little, but then let's see what Bhagavad Gita says. Prabhupada says 18.64. Sarva guhyatamam bhuyah shunu me paramam vachah ishto sime dranam iti tato vakshami te hitam. Because you are my very dear friend, I am speaking to you my superior, supreme instruction, the most confidential knowledge. Hear this from me, for it is for your benefit. You know, this is just again Krishna is preparing Arjuna for the final instruction. And what is the final instruction? Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam raja, right? So that's the final instruction. But this is again, you know, he says, because you are my friend, again he's confirming, you know. Again he's confirming. Earlier he said, I am giving you all this knowledge because you are my friend and my devotee. So again, in the 18th chapter, he says that, okay, if you are intelligent, then simply follow. And Srila Prabhupada says, Pandavas were intelligent enough to follow without hesitation. You know, they did not ask questions. Oh, brother, why should we listen to you? You know, I got better ideas. Let's plan. Let us capture some different planet, you know, and then because it's here, we have a lot of problems, we can have another planet. We are only, we are there, you know, and nobody else. And I mean, so many things they could have asked. But they simply said, okay, we just follow you. You just tell us, order us. And then, in the next one again, Sutta Goswami said that they had all performed principles of religion. Te sadhu krita sarvartha. Te sadhu. They are sadhu, sadhu krita, having performed everything worthy of a saint. Sadhu krita, the activities of a sadhu. Although they were princes, fought the war, everything, but they are sadhus. How? Within the mind. Dharayam asuhu, sustained. So they were fit candidates to go to Vaikuntha. Very fit candidates, they had no problem. Qualified from all angles. So this was very easy for them. So how do you do this? Meditate upon the charanam bhujam. Vaikuntha charanam bhujam. Charana ambujam. Ambuja is lotus. So concentrate on the lotus feet. Dharayam asu. Sustained, that means no interruption. Okay? So that is the ultimate goal. But yeah, in the process we have to do so many other things. And it's not easy. Prabhupada quotes that in Bhagavad Gita 7.28, Krishna says that those who have done this pious activity only, they have done something. Yesham to anta gatam papam jananam punya karmanam. Te dvanda moha nirmukta bhajante mam dridavrataha. So, only those who have done some sukruti in their previous lives or this life, they get a chance to do the bhajanta. That's why we know that not lot people come to the temple sometimes. Some temples are popular for different reasons. You know, big building, Aishwarya, nice kirtan, nice class, like that. But if that's not there, then people don't come just, no, 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 I want to go back to Krishna, so let me go to temple. You know, no, very few. Only those who have understood their goal of life, they will do it. Okay. So we can see that all the Pandavas, they also followed. And there's not much description. In Yudhishthira's case, we saw all the descriptions, what he did, how he, you know, gave up eating solid food, how he was controlling his breathing, and then how he merged his, you know, the panchatattva into the modes of nature, and all that we saw in the previous verses. So those who are joined today, I'm going to send you all the audio links for the previous verses. So if you hear, listen to them, then you know it's easier for you to get to this line. Suddenly you are coming in the 1.15.40, 5.46. So I can understand that. So anyway, thank you very much. I'd like to stop here, and then we meet again tomorrow. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.